I'd like to call to order this meeting of, this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this gorgeous March 12th, 2026.
Director Fardella.
Present.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Fredrickson.
Present.
Director Hudson.
Here.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay. Would you all please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I had a hiccup coming.
Well, that's the name.
Yeah. That is not good. Okay. All right. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Oh, my girl.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Fredrickson. Thank you, Director Garcia.
Director Fardella.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Fredrickson.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Is there any items on the consent calendar that anyone would like to remove for discussion? I would like to remove for discussion, I'm not sure which one, so I'm just going to pull E and F. Do I have a motion on A, B, C, and D?
I move we approve items A, B, C, D.
I second that motion.
Okay, thank you, directors. Fredrickson, Garcia, and Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Okay, the reason that I'm pulling ENF, I wasn't sure which one. General Manager, which one of these has to do with the fact that they need to look at our map and do a different map for us because there were streets missing and that had to do with our actual boundary zones? Isn't it one of these?
That's considered approval of the contract with the Community Economic Solutions to collect the district's annual assessment. And I have discussed it with Kathy, we're going to be looking at that as well.
So, I know. Well, I shouldn't speak for the other fellow directors. I suspect every other director wants to approve this, but do we want to approve it before we know for a fact that they're going to do this? Because we know the map's wrong.
We have an appointment to talk next week about that topic exactly.
So I believe this is just a contract with them. So for
it's
them to actually do it, it's not the actual.
What they're doing.
It's not the actual report yet. So.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is do we want to approve a contract before we know that they're for sure going to revise that map? In other words, do I want to, as a director, say, yeah, I approve this contract, but I don't know for a fact that they are going to agree to revise that map? I don't want to cause any problems. I just want to know what's the right thing to do.
I agree. I don't think we should approve it until we know the specifics.
I believe that's a part of the work, just because it was brought up in the last.
So whatever is agreed upon, but right. It's assuming that there's going to be an agreement.
Well, she spoke to her already.
I spoke to her already, and at our last assessment, was talked about if she does another assessment, that is something that was requested.
Can we add verbiage if we agree to this and say with the consideration that Community Economic Solutions revises our boundary maps to accurately reflect our current situation? Can
yes,
we add
can.
That?
Mm-hmm.
All right, May, you're up, sister, because we know you can do it. Unless anybody else, does anybody else have anything? I was like, I rely on you, you know that.
So what's the other item?
What's the other item you want to discuss?
Well, I wasn't sure which one to pull, so I pulled
you don't have anything about F.
I don't have anything about F unless anybody else does.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we approve E and F.
Yep, can't happen that way. May, show them how it's done.
I move that we adopt item E, consider approval of contract with Community Economic Solutions to collect the district's annual assessment for Ambrose Park Community Center, Center Grounds in Alves Lane Mini Park, with the condition that they will reassess and redesign our maps.
Our boundary maps.
Our boundary maps.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Okay, and.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hessen?
Aye. Okay.
I think we missed F.
Yeah.
We also, I would also like to move that we adopt item F as is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Thank you, Director Fardella. All right, Jess.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hessen?
Aye. All right, General Manager, good evening. So nice to see you.
Good evening. We have no presentations tonight, so I'm going to go ahead with my report here.
Perfect.
First of all, good evening, Madam Chair, and to all the board members. And I would like to thank you for reviewing the personnel policy manual meeting at our 5 o'clock workshop review. I think it was very informative,
yeah.
And I appreciate you taking the time to do that. The Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors has approved the Lynbrook ADA walkway project.
Ooh, that's right.
We'll be receiving signed documents this week. Mm-hmm. We did receive it, but she wanted back for a few changes. And the project will begin in April. We would like to do a groundbreaking for this project. So as soon as I get more information, I'll keep you up to date. And I think that would be wonderful. For our community to see the great things that are happening.
I love it so much.
Clearland property update.
Did that get any press?
The Clearland property update or what?
No, the item that you just mentioned.
Oh, it was just approved Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors. The Willow Pass Apartments, the density bonus and inclusionary housing developer agreement application was signed today. And a planned schedule of having a compliance review application will be filed April 28th.
Okay.
That'll be with building permits by October 26th, meaning that's when construction can start. A construction schedule is set for construction to start October 2026, concluding October 2028. At this point, Alliance planning to move as soon as they can. They're right now in the process of working on the First American funding process. So we're waiting for that, and then when I get that, I will contact each one of you personally, and we'll get that taken care of.
Great. Finally.
Senator Tim Grayson was at Ambrose Community Center Friday, March 5th to give Bay Point community an opportunity to connect, to ask questions, and discuss issues important in our district. It was a great event, who all had attended, and he's planning on coming to Bay Point again. We'll be having the plaster repaired in the pool. There's some divots in there next week as we get ready for the 2026 season. Mm-hmm. And a reminder, the Ambrose Spring Extravaganza is going to be Saturday, April 4th, 11 to 2. We want to ask the community to bring your Easter baskets, have your face painted with fun, jumpies, a pool egg hunt, and you can get more information on that at ambrosereck.org. And the Resilient Hub, a green infrastructure community forum, will be Wednesday, April 1st at 6 p.m. here in the boardroom. We will be reviewing, hopefully, the final renditions for the green infrastructure parking lot project and finalizing community input on the PG&E grant for the Resilient Hub.
What date was that?
Yeah.
April 1st.
April 1st?
April 4th.
April 4th?
April 4th.
And what time?
Wait, excuse me. April 1st.
April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
Are you joking us, sister?
What time?
April
Fool's
Day. What time?
And that'll be at 6 o'clock in this room. Mm-hmm.
6 p.m.
In this room?
In this room. Mm-hmm. Definitely community input and board input is really needed to finalize these projects.
Love it.
And lastly, the Junior Giants signups will begin April 1st as well. We are very excited because we have a partnership with Pittsburgh and combined the Junior Giant program together. We are now an independent Junior Giant program in Bay Point.
Wow.
So we will be doing practices and games and our own signups here with our own equipment.
Great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful. And that is
like it. Like it used to be.
Thank you. So let me start down. Director Fardella, do you have any questions or comments for... the general manager?
No.
No, I have nothing.
Director Garcia? No? Okay. Director Lopez Garcia?
No, I have none.
Okay, sweetie.
Oh, I have a question.
Okay, sure.
The pool thing for the
Easter?
Easter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me. They
cannot swim. They have to be with the parent. We are allowing Coast Guard life jackets. And then it'll be in the shallow part, and we will dump eggs in the pool, and the kids will collect them and then take the eggs they have and go to a table and either get candy or a toy.
Whoa.
When's that?
That's this, on April
okay.
4th.
At what time?
That's at 11 to 2 p.m. at the Ambrose Park and Aquatic Center.
Love it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's great.
Very cool. All right. Director Torrickson, do you have any questions or comments for the general manager?
Well, first of all, I'd like to comment that I really like the idea that it's going to be at the pool.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Because it used to be behind here, and, you know, it was fun. But then this is something different, and it really highlights the pool and the big things that you've done there, the picnic tables, all that stuff. And I've started inviting people already, which is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. As far as, oh my God, now I'm blanking on the second one. The Resilience Hub. So the latest rendition is the one that you sent me.
On the Resilient Hub, yeah. That is just to go on the Resilient Hub is for the grant. We have not received the grant yet. This is all in the process for them to send the grant to PG&E.
Okay.
The green infrastructure, we received the grant and we're in our final phase of funding.
Okay.
But the Resilient Hub is just the county has offered us the opportunity to have this grant. So this is just putting together some renditions and turn it in.
But it's a combination meeting.
Because we're trying not to inundate the community with meeting after meeting on public forum.
Okay.
So they're working together because the green infrastructure and the Resilient Hub, in a sense, work together because
right.
it connects to the parking lot.
Yes. It's
adding, power for our, electric cars or
yes.
different things like that. So they have kind of combined thought process of if we do have the Resilient Hub,
how it will represent
in
real life.
Yeah, and also I think the great thing about having it at Ambrose Park is we will be having sales for season passes and swim lessons and let the community know that these resources are available for our community.
Awesome. Director Fardella, did you have something?
No.
Okay.
I think Director Fardella asked for a copy of it. I could just forward it to you if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think what I was interested
you already
in is
got it,
if
though.
We have a flyer for that event, the Easter one at the pool,
yes,
it'd be a good opportunity for me to circulate that in our side of town that doesn't know anything about this district.
Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we do have on our website, we do have it on there, we do have it on our social media. We do have a sign at the corner of Bailey Road and Maylard there.
So there's a PDF already on the website. I could just go there.
It's there, and we do have some in our lobby as well.
All right.
So we'll give you some.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, General Manager. Appreciate it. Okay, so there's no legal counsel report. We're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the Board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. I'll wait to ask the public if they have any comments until after your report. Okay.
Alrighty, our monthly maintenance report at Owls Lane Park, nothing to report. Ambrose Center Park, we do have a new gate that's going between Owls Park and the community center park, which was brought up by one of our community members. They said they would see four-wheelers and things going in there. So it's a swing arm that'll be put in there. As far as Ambrose Park goes, the basketball and tennis court areas were clean, getting ready for our extravaganza event. The upper parking lot was cleaned, and the grass is being groomed in the upper parking lot, and we have done several walks there, ensuring that it's a safe environment for our community to go up and do the egg hunt. And the new barbecue for Bear Cave will be arriving the end of March. We had a couple times closed the Ambrose Park, and it's not on here due to the fact that we're trying to have a great environment for our swim team coming in, and sometimes the pathway down, going down to the pool, gets very busy with the in-house. And so we found out between that 12 and 3:30 before they come, it's better to close those gates because it doesn't have people planting themselves for their whole evening.
Right.
Anuna Park, graffiti was painted under the gazebo. There was a lot of graffiti on the cement, so we have painted that cement. Boger, nothing to report. Hickory Meadows Park, nothing to report. Lynbrook, the soccer goals are moved. There was some soccer goals out there. We do have a new Sunday team. They have moved them. And again, I'm very excited to say the ADA walkway project is scheduled. And then Tradewinds, nothing to report. And Viewpoint Park, nothing to report.
I love it. Director Fardella, do you have any questions for Director Garcia? Director Lopez Garcia?
No.
Director Twigson?
No.
I have a question. So this past Sunday, they were practicing from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is that your understanding?
No, 10 to 3.
Okay, it was a 9 to 4.
Okay, great.
So I don't, you know, there's another league that came later, but just for an hour. Mm-hmm. But that one group, it was from 9 to 4, so.
Okay, and the best part about us having a group that has a permit with us and are doing all the right procedures gives us that opportunity to have a contact to let them know there was a concern for the community, there was a concern with our board that you were scheduled down there at 10 to 3 and you were there at 9 to 4. So the best part about having them regulating people that are there and having them register is for reasons like this.
Yeah, you know, and I want you to know I'm speaking for my community. I know they can speak for themselves, but we really love the activity in the park. It actually keeps all of us homeowners safer. Mm-hmm. Having, there's young families, they feel even safer actually to say to their kids, run to the playground because they're not the only ones there. Mm-hmm. So nobody is, it's not harshing anybody's mellow to have these people there. We've loved it over the years. It's starting to get to be a parking issue, not gonna lie. Like the people on Virgil Street, if they want friends to come over on the weekend, they better get their spots early. That's why I mentioned the 9 to 4. It's like, you better have your people get there by 8 because you're not gonna get a spot.
I would definitely let them have that conversation.
But I don't know where else they would park.
Also, to let you know, Monday through Thursday, there's two soccer teams on the field, one using one half, one using the other half. They will be putting a porta potty in there, locked for their youth to go to the restroom. And they will be paying for that.
Yeah. And I know this is early days yet, so I don't kind of want to count my chickens before they've hatched, so to speak. But the new grass seems to be holding up. Because before, it would be like 1 week into the season, and it would already look like, yeah, you know, we'd never done anything. So I'm crossing my fingers, but good job, you know, Pacific Sites and you, Lori, for that. I really
and there will be some adjustments as we close part of it for the ADA construction.
Right. Okay.
The walkway construction. Yeah.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
How are the trees coming?
Great. They're good.
It's going to be hot this week.
Yes. We are regulating the sprinklers. Used to be just Pacific Sites did it, but Alfredo and myself have access to the time clock, and we feel the grass is dry. We will be sure that it is watered.
Okay. Thank you.
We've got experts on our hands here. Thank you so much, General Manager. I really appreciate it. Okay, moving on. Oh, is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on the maintenance report at this time? No, hold back. All right. Closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Just please don't ever film this, okay? All right. There is no public hearing. There is no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Director Fardella, sir.
I just wanted to thank staff for all the hard work you did on the personnel file, and I thought we had a very productive closed session today. Thank you.
Director Garcia.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. Director Lopez Garcia.
Nothing at this voice.
We want to learn sign language.
Okay, got it. One of these days we'll
Yeah, we will. We will.
So you guys hang out together.
Who's that?
She sounds sick
yeah.
too.
Well, Lupus has asthma problems.
Oh.
This is a cool.
Director.
Oh, but yeah, my turn.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was with the Bay Point Garden Club meeting yesterday.
It's been
and
a while.
Ed Stevenson, you know,
she
said that he spoke to you, one of our members, and he said he wanted to invite you to one of our meetings. And you said you will. And so I said, okay. Everybody wants. Laurie? Yes. So I just wanted to invite you personally to our meeting.
Yes. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, I can't ever let a meeting go by without thanking staff for being so responsive and always answering my calls and my questions. Jess, thank you so much. Lori, of course, you know. And the rest of our staff is really awesome. So, okay. Yes, yes, Director
Lopez. I just want to add, I don't know if our board knows, but Lori has been attending the MAC meetings, and I'm really, really proud of you.
Yeah.
I was very, very proud to see you there, and I know it was nice. It was very nice. Thank you, because I know you made an impression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm personally super happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if there's nothing else, we'll
We adjourn to next meeting.
To April. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Do I need a second? I need a second.
I said aye.
Okay. Director Torrickson, Director Lopez Garcia.